Hello, I'm Camden Maples. Welcome to our podcast, What You Will Learn Today. Today we will be talking about some superstitions and their meanings. I am joined here today with Emily Ramby and Savannah Yates.
Hi, I'm Emily Ramby.
Our first superstition will be crossing your fingers. Those wishing for good luck will often cross one finger over the other, a gesture that's said to date back to the early Christianity. The story goes that two people used to cross index fingers when making a wish, a symbol of support from a friend to the person making the wish. Anything associated with the shape of the Christian cross was thought to be good luck. The tradition gradually became something people could do on their own. These days, just saying, fingers crossed, is enough to get the message. Well, a cross.
Hello, I'm Savannah Yates. Our second superstition, don't walk under a ladder. Frankly, the superstition is pretty practical. Who wants to be responsible for stumbling and knocking a carpenter off his perch? But one theory holds the superstition arise from a Christian belief in the Holy Trinity. Since a ladder leans against a wall, forms a triangle, breaking the triangle was blasphemous.
Our third superstition, step on a crack, break your mother's back. It was a game in the late 19th and early 20th century. Anyone who stepped on the cracks between the paving stones was out until only one pair was left. He or she was declared the winner. Step on a crack, break your mother's back. Most of us know the old rhyme. Whether the rhyme is cause of or a result of this superstition is uncertain. The belief in it persists in many people today, even if subconsciously. Come to think of it, avoiding sidewalk cracks is probably a good policy for anyone who wants to avoid tripping.
Our fourth superstition is break a leg. The phrase break a leg is a juvenile encouragement said to actors for good luck before they go on stage, especially on an opening night. Theatrical types are well known for their belief in superstitions, or at least their willingness to make a show of pretending to believe in them. The term break a leg appears to come from the belief that one ought not to utter the words good luck to an actor. By wishing someone bad luck, it is supposed that the opposite will occur. Other superstitions are that it is bad to whistle in the theater, to say the final line of the play during dress rehearsals, or to say the name of the Scottish play Macbeth in a theater's green room.
Our fifth superstition is 666. Three sixes in a row give some people the chills. It's a superstition that harks back to the Bible. In the book of Revelation, 666 is given as a number of the beast and is more often interpreted as the mark of Satan in the signs of the end of time.
Our sixth superstition is Friday the 13th. If you're not scared of Friday the 13th, you should be scared of the word used to describe those who are.
Friga trice guy to caphobia.
An alternative, though just as tongue-twisty, word for the fear is
periskevidicotriaphobia.
For a superstition, the fear of Friday the 13th seems fairly new, dating back to the late 1800s. Friday has long been considered an unlucky day. According to Christian tradition, Jesus died on a Friday. And 13 has a long history as an unlucky number. According to the Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute of North Carolina, about 17 million people fear Friday the 13th. Many fall prey to the human mind's desire to associate thoughts and symbols with events.
Our seventh superstition is spilling salt over your shoulder when you spill it on the floor or on the table. Salt used to be such a hot commodity that spilling it was a sign of losing a lot of money. According to superstitions, spilling salt is bad luck, and throwing a pinch over your shoulder reverses that bad luck. Typically, it's thrown over the left shoulder.
Our eighth superstition is a four-leaf clover. Each leaf of a four-leaf clover has a specific meaning: faith, hope, love, and luck. A person who finds one will meet a future lover on some day. The clover will bring good luck and protect against evil.
Our ninth superstition is a horseshoe. Some people say you should hang the horseshoe with the heels pointed up so the good luck it brings won't drain out. Others say the heels should be pointed down so the good luck falls on anybody passing through the doorway. Either way, horseshoes cause good luck.
Thank you for listening to us.
I'm Emily.
I'm Savannah.
And I'm Camden.
Thank you.